respected friends, to ask from Allah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, dua is ibadat. Allahu Akbar. In other words, when you getting up and you are making dua, Ya Allah, my business is bad, oh Allah. Ya Allah, things are not working out for me. Ya Allah, you open up my things, oh Allah. You give me a flourishing business. You are making dua for your material benefit. Allah will grant it to you also, and it's been recorded as you are worshipping Allah. Can there be a more merciful Allah, my respected friend? Can there be a more caring Allah? Can there be a more compassionate Allah? The greatest thing, respected friends, that has become the barrier in our dua has been accepted. Wallah, it is the consumption of haram food. Allah Pak says in the Quran, that person, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you will not stop taking interest, then I announce war. I announce war. In the entire Quran and Hadith, only on two occasions has Allah Ta'ala mentioned a warning as announcing war. He has mentioned Jahannam and different punishments. But on two things only has Allah announced the punishment that I announce war. One is when a man takes interest, and one is when a person plays with a friend of Allah. Man aadha li waliyan faqad aazantuhu bil harb. Mawlana Khalil Ahmed Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayhi was walking. Someone spoke ill of him. He's with his disciples, his followers. He says, bhai, tum badla le lo. Badla le lo jalli, take revenge. Everyone is hesitating. Hazrat, Islam teaches us to pardon and to overlook. He says, badla le lo, take revenge. He hardly takes two steps and that man collapses. He says, maine kaha tum badla le lo, warna mera Allah badla lega. Take revenge. I see the azab of Allah coming. Allah is going to take badla. Now you rather take badla quickly. Your sleep would have been light. Now the azab of Allah came. The man collapsed on the spot. So when a man will not stop taking interest, Allah says, I announce war. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, a man's earnings are haram. With that haram money, he buys clothes. With that haram money, he buys food. With that haram money, he purchases the ticket to go and visit the house of Allah Pak. One Sahabi lifted his hands, Allah brought down rain. One Sahabi lifted his hands, Allah stopped rain. One Sahabi lifted his hand, Allah moved the mountain. One Sahabi lifted his hand, Allah gave life to his dead conveyance. Wallah, today billions are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, nothing is happening. Billions are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, nothing is happening. And the way we are carrying on, wallah, nothing will happen. One Sahabi lifted his hand, water gushed out from the earth. They used to decide on two rakat namaz, they used to bring down decisions. Decisions, my respected friends. The dunya didn't know them. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَخْفِيَاءٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفُونَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. No one knew them in the dunya, but every angel recognized them by their name. إِنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ لَوْ أَتَى بَابَ أَحَدِكُمْ. From among my followers, they are such, if he has to come and knock your door, and he asks you for one dinar, you slam the door on his face. If he asks you for five cents, you slam the door on his face. But his darja in the eyes of Allah is such, if he asks Allah, Jannat, Allah will give him Jannat. The hadith. إِذَا رَآهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ ذَنَّ بِهِمْ سَقْمًا وَمَا بِهِمْ مِنْ سَقْمٍ إِلَّا الْخَوْفِ لَيُظَلُّونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. If a strange man will have to look at them, then he will make yaqeen that this man is mad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they are not mad. It is the fear of Allah. By the qasam of Allah, Allah will give him shade under his throne. On that day, there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he purchases haram things, and then he comes and he holds the khilaf of the Kaaba and he makes dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Anna yustajab, how can that man's dua ever be accepted? When one haram mortal enters the food, 40 days ibadat is rejected. 40 days ibadat is not accepted. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was one person, one soothsayer. One occasion he came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he presented some food. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu took a muscle. After a little while, this same person tells Abu Bakr, normally whenever you took any food from me, you always question me how I got this food. Today you took it. He says, حَمَلَنِي جُوْ by the pangs of hunger. It was excessive hunger. Anyway, tell me, how did you get this muscle of food in front of you? He says, in the days of ignorance, this was my profession, which is haram to earn that money. The money of a kahin or the money of a soothsayer, whatever the case may be. And these people were owing some money and they paid me. And with that money, I bought some food and this is the food that you ate. Wallah, it comes in the kitab, friend. He placed his fingers in his mouth and he tried and forced that muscle out. Wahmarrat aina, his eyes became red, his face became pale, he became sick, and the muscle is not coming out. Someone told him, drink so much water that the muscle is forced out. He drank so much and he started vomiting. He became ill for a couple of days, but in the end he got that muscle out of his stomach. Today, a man's earnings are haram. And then he comes on the coffee, on the dining table. And then he tells, he has the audacity. Allah na naam lehine kajo. Bismillah parine kajo. He is forcing someone on kufr. It's like you're pointing a gun at someone and you say, deny the oneness of Allah. You are putting haram food in front of him and then you say, take the name of Allah and eat the haram food. My ustad used to say the example of that is, if there's excreta on your clothes, you wash it with urine. Pakhano ko pishab se dolo. You think that's going to make a difference? Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi has narrated certain reasons why du'as are rejected. Why du'as are not being accepted? And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a du'a of a person will be accepted provided he doesn't hasten. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, what do you mean when you say hasten? Provided he doesn't say that I'm making du'a and Allah is not accepting my du'a. Today it's a very common statement. Make du'a for me. No, me, I'm a big shaitan. My du'as don't get accepted. Provided he doesn't say that, Allah will accept his du'a. So Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi says, why your du'as are not being accepted? Listen to them, friends, how logical these reasonings are. He says, لِأَنَّكُمْ أَسْخَطْتُمْ رَبَّكُمْ وَلَمْ تَتْلُبُوا رِضَاهُ. You have earned the displeasure of your Allah and you haven't bothered once again pleasing Him. I mean, if a man has a tiff with his wife early in the morning, then when he goes to his job, he'll make 10 calls. What can I get for you today? Can I get you one, he'll buy one box of, one bouquet of flowers, one chocolate. 10 phone calls he'll make a job to overcome the displeasure of his wife and convert it into pleasure. And Allah Pak, his son in 24 hours, he's not bothered about. He's eating comfortably, he's sleeping. That man's whole day, his job will go just like that. Everyone will make out this man had a problem at home. Why? His wife is angry with him. And Allah Pak is angry with us, my respected friends. We are eating comfortably, we are sleeping comfortably, and we are enjoying comfort on vacations, not bothered in the least that we have even displeasured Allah Pak. Now we do so much wrong to Allah and then you lift your hands and then you expect that dua to be accepted. Is it logic? Are we speaking sense? I mean, let's ponder. I mean, each one of us sitting here, let me look deep down. Let us listen to this. Everyone's got problems. There is no one in this dunya that hasn't got problems. Everyone. There is no one that is independent from Allah Pak. Everyone needs Allah Pak respected. There is no man, wallah, with no exception. I got this problem. I'm making dua from a long time. This thing is not working out. I'm always wondering, why isn't Allah accepting? Let me see what wrong is in me. There's this wrong of mine that I'm doing. I'm never reading my Fajr namaz with Jamaat. I'll read all the other four namazes. Fajr, every day I'll make qaza. But I turned out to be bad. So I'm the cause, in fact. I'm causing the harm. And then I'm wondering why my Allah don't want to accept my dua. And I'm questioning Allah, why doesn't Allah accept our dua? But I'm not questioning myself that I'm getting up every morning 8 o'clock and then I'm making my Fajr qaza and at times I don't make it also. a person gets his daughter married, he invites everyone for the wedding. Even those that he don't speak to, he wants on that occasion they must speak. You know? No one must back out. We want all the family to assist and cooperate. Everyone must be pleased. As when the people come in, then he entertains everyone. But you got everything. Everyone must be happy. He is hosting these people. Everyone must be happy. But in the process of pleasing everyone, the anger of Allah descends upon him. How many haram things in that nikah that he is not bothered about? He pleases all the family members, and those that he doesn't speak to also, he pleases them on that occasion. But how much he has displeased Allah, that there is no question about. I was mentioning to some youngsters, today, my respected friends, a person was stopped from a vice from every reason other than the fear of Allah. As a person has to go out, he's got a date with a girl. In the end, he didn't go. Why? No, my grandmother is sick, so we had to go to hospital. It was raining, so we couldn't make it. It was never that we didn't go because of the fear of Allah. We were stopped from an evil from every reason other than the fact my Allah is getting displeased with me. We couldn't see the film, the light strip, the switches. But my Allah is being angry. The anger of Allah has not become a barrier for you and I abstaining from any evil. That is the khulasa of what I'm saying. So now, that Allah who we are displeasing 24 hours, that Allah must just accept our du'as. When we tell the son to bring me a glass of water and he refuses, then tomorrow we don't give him spending, and 1 week we don't want to speak to him for one glass of water. And here we are violating the orders of Allah. We are misusing every ni'mat of Allah Pak, and Allah must just keep on giving. Let's continue with the reasons why du'as are rejected. Very briefly we are discussing this. لأنكم تقولون نحن عبيد الله ولا تعملون عمل العبيد. You claim to say you are the servants of Allah, but your actions are contradicting your statement. Your actions are contradicting your statement. Allah says in the last sifara, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. Look at the horse. That horse endangers its own life to protect the life of his master. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. It penetrates into the battlefield, endangering its own life. Its life is at stake for one temporary master who is not the true master, who did not create that horse. And what has this master done? Given it some hay and some water to drink, nothing above that. But that horse gives its whole life for that one master who is just for this dunya. Insan, Allah has given everything for you. How much are you doing for Allah Pak? What have you done for your true master? What have you done? So you claim to say you are the servants of Allah Pak. نَحْنُ عِبَادُ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلَ الْعَبِيدِ. But you are not doing what a slave has to do in front of a master. أَنَّكُمْ تَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ مِنْ أُمَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. You proudly speak from the member about the honor that you have by being the followers of Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. But you are only uttering it verbally. Your dressing, your conduct, your morals don't prove it at all. Let me ask myself, my wife and children that are at home, my children are going to college and university. When people are seeing them, are they being recognized that these are followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Well, he's got the hairstyle of such a musician. He's wearing the thing on his wrist, what such a cricketer wears. He's wearing those techies, what that cricketer wears. Or he's wearing that t-shirt, who's got the name of that soccer player. So head to toe, he is promoting the things of the kuffar. Can he be recognized as a follower of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His hair is like this kuffar. He wants to dress like this kuffar. He wants a car like this. Everything. So you say you're the followers of this Nabi. But what have you done to uphold or to back your statement? My friends, let us make an azam here. Today, from today, inshallah, we'll take the Islamic garb. Say inshallah. This will become the dress of our life till the day we leave this dunya. Wallah, if we cannot protect our religion. One person went for an interview. He went tip top suit and tie. Told him, you can't come with this garb. You think you'll have honor in that? Wallah, there's no honor in that. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Izzat only is in the ahkam of Allah Pak and in the tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim till the last day for any person coming from any background. So he says, you must come top top suit and tie tomorrow. He went with kurta. The first day he went with kurta, turban, beard, everything. Top top suit and tie, clean shaven. Next day he went. When he got there, his boss told him, Baji, you can't look after your own religion. Where you look after my work? So Allah will degrade him in dunya, qabr and akhirat. He'll lose in this dunya also. Never mind, in akhirat, he's a loser. But he'll lose in this dunya also. You can't look after your religion, you sold your religion for 20 rand, for 50 rand, for 1000 rand. What you'll do, you sell my goods like for nothing. How much, my respected friends, what have we done for that Nabi? Allahu Akbar. Today we feel embarrassed, friends, to be Muslim. We feel embarrassed to... And the sad part of it is, when a man wants to reform, and he wants to lengthen his beard, and he wants to wear the kurta, and he wants to wear the sunnat garb, then before our enemies can laugh at us, our own wife and children will be the first people that will become a barrier. You're looking old with a long beard. You look outdated. How can we walk with the kurta? Friend, are you and I shy to be Muslims? Remember, Allah doesn't need us. Allah doesn't need us. Let us not show Allah the disinclination towards Iman. There are chances we'll die without Iman. Allah, keep us with Iman, take us with Iman, and resurrect us with Iman. Ameen, louder, friends. So you're saying that you are the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you are contradicting. There is nothing in your life that proves you're a sunnah. There are so many sunnahs. Did we ever think, I always mention, at every Friday if we come, throughout the dunya, if every person makes an intention, I'm going to take one sunnah in me. We make the intention here also today. Inshallah, from today, I'm going to grow the beard. Inshallah. Immaterial, what people say, Ya Allah, deep down, I want to do it, oh Allah. But this is what people ask, Ya Allah, you isn't it, Ya Allah. Friends, imagine, we are bothered about what people are saying. What must be happening to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he's been informed of our actions in that Rozae Mubarak? When he must be informed that what the Ummah is doing to his sunnah. This is a common statement on our tongues, it's nothing but a sunnah. Alright, a sunnah. Is the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam so cheap in our life, friend? Is it so cheap? So the third reason why your du'as are not accepted is you are claiming to say you're the follower, but you are not showing it in any way. أَنَّكُمْ تَقُولُونَ إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَا تُسَاوِي عِنَّ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ. You are the very same ones that narrate this hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the dunya is not equivalent to the wing of mosquito in the eye of Allah Pak. But you are running behind it. Listen to the logical reasoning. That Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, mala Allahu quburahu nur. Allah fill his grave with nur. What wisdom, what great words of wisdom he has mentioned and left for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. You are saying that this dunya got no value, but you are slogging Sunday to Sunday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallahi mal faqra akhsha alaykum, walakinnani akhsha an tubsata alaykum al-dunya kama busitat ala man kana qablakum, fatanafasuha kama tanafasuha fatuhlikakum kama ahlakatkum. Wallah, I don't fear poverty for my ummah. But I fear that a time will come my ummah will be endowed with the riches of this dunya, the glitter and the glamour and the pomp of this dunya. And they will buy and compete with one another in accumulating and amassing more and more of this dunya. in which all their physical and spiritual strength will be used. And then it will destroy them like how it destroyed the nations that came prior. This is the fear that I'm leaving with my ummah, and I'm leaving this dunya. So you claim to say that this dunya got no value, but it has become easy for you. Because, friends, today we haven't made effort on this iman. You see, a man works 6 days a week. Now Sunday, when he's tired, the day that he has to rest, he gets up earlier than normally. If he goes work 8 o'clock, Sunday is up 6 o'clock, and he's washing the car. And he can already see it's going to rain now. He knows it's going to rain. He's full aware it's going to rain. And he knows where he's going. I don't know, he's going to some farm. He's going to go on a gravel road. That whole car is going to get dusty. He gets up 6 o'clock. Let us ponder. Let us ponder how unfair we are to ourselves. He sits there and he starts washing the car. In the mix that one own beloved son of his, he comes. He's an innocent child. He doesn't know what luck. He just knows, daddy, from in the car we go from point A to point B. That's all he understands of a car. Whether you put him in a Mini or you put him in a Mercedes. Now, he makes a mark because he was playing in the sand. He loses his head and he slaps that youngster. And many a time he injures his own son. Why? You are not scratching that car, my son. You are scratching my heart. Today we haven't made effort on iman. People are scratching our iman. 24 hours we are smiling at those very same people. People are scratching our iman. Sometimes our wives, sometimes our children. Hey, let's go out today. It's a Saturday night. Let's enjoy. That son, what he's doing to our iman? That son doesn't love us. He hates us. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum fahdharuhum. Oh, you who believe, many of your wives and are your children. They look like your wives and their children. They are your arch enemies. They are your arch enemies. Alright, daddy, you told us in Ramadan we mustn't watch TV. Now Ramadan is over now. Now pressure from the wife, pressure from the children, pressure from everyone. Those are not our near and dear ones. They don't love us, respected friends. They are intending for our destruction. Inna min awlad, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum. They are your enemies. So because he made effort on that car, he scratched his heart, that youngster. Today people are actually, what they are doing to our heart, to our iman, my respected friends, because there's no effort. The son that inherits the business, he doesn't value it. The father made day and night one in making that business prosperous. But the father inherited, the son inherited it. So he doesn't know what it is. He says, we will end inshallah. أنكم تقولون إن أن الآخرة خير من الدنيا. You claim to say that the akhirat is eternal, which is a reality. And the akhirat is the original thing. But if anyone who was unaware of the statement of yours, and he looks at your actions and the effort that you are contributing to the dunya and the effort that you are contributing to the akhirat, then without any reservation, he will make yaqeen and say that the dunya is eternal. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَا هُنَا آمِنِينَ أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَا هُنَا آمِنِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَزُرُوعٍ وَنَخْلٍ طَلْعُهَا هَضِيمٌ Salih alayhi salam came to his nation. He says, oh my nation, you living in mansions, you are living in forts. Do you think you will never leave this fort? Wallah, a time will come, your janaza will leave from that very same room in which you are spending your whole life. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَا هُنَا آمِنِينَ Ponder over this ayat, my respected friends, and every one of us, that ayat fits onto us. Wherever I am, in whatever I am doing, am I under the impression I will never leave you? I will never go from this place. a time will come I will leave my respected friend. Every person that carries the janaza, a time will come, kullu hamilin mahmul, he will be carried. So if we are confronted with the order of Allah Pak and material gain, which one do we go forward towards? If a decision has to be made. For example, a man is going out somewhere. Now he has to leave at this time, and at the same time is the time of Dhuhr Salah. Now his wife and children are pressurizing him, he has to leave. And on the other hand, it is the order of Allah Pak. Now which way does he turn, or which way are we turning, and which way we should turn? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that Ali radiallahu anhu, khamsatu ala fishat. Ali, I give you 5,000 sheep. And I teach you 5 words of Allah and Allah's Rasul. Ali decides. I always make this dua. Allah Pak mustn't test us like this also. My dua is that if we are in the shop and there's no one to run the shop, we alone. Ya Allah, at the time of Dhuhr, there mustn't be one customer. Ya Allah, our iman is too weak that if the customers are there, then we put them outside and we lock the door. Different if someone else is running the shop. But our iman is too weak for us to tell them to wait and for us to go. Ya Allah, if there's no one to run the shop, Ya Allah, don't test us and make us such that business is quiet. Said to say business is quiet, then too we don't leave also. Business is dead, then too we won't leave. O Nabi of Allah, 5,000 sheep is a great commodity. وَلَكِنْ عَلِّمْنِي خَمْسَةُ كَلِمَاتٍ تَنْفَعُنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. But O Nabi of Allah, teach me 5 words. The benefit of 5,000 sheep is limited to this dunya. The day my eyes close, those sheep are gone. But the benefit of this 5 kalima will guide me in dunya qabr and akhirat. Dunya qabr and akhirat. And respected friends, we are put to task in this way every day in different manners. That's what I mentioned. That we'll have to decide. We'll have to surf and see which way we have to turn. Thus a man is confronted with every day. Never mind wife and children. At the time of Fajr Salah, our luxury, our comfort, our pleasure. A man is in his deep sleep. He was exhausted. And then the Muazzin says, Hayya alal falah. Now Allah Pak is testing him. Hayya alal falah. Come towards success. Now does he recognize his success in responding to the order of Allah or in completing his sleep? If it will be iman, then wallah, within seconds he'll drop that blanket and what? Where's the cold water? I want to speak to my Allah. This namaz is for my Allah. Never mind one fajr, 1,000 fajrs I'll make for my Allah. Never mind one fajr, 1,000 fajrs I'll make for my Allah. Bring the ice cold water and I'll go in the ice cold weather. And I'll take a walk. And if it means the dogs will bark, then the dogs will bark. I will make 1,000 fajr. It's for my Allah. It's for no one else besides my beloved. Willingly he'll come forward. And wallah, if he hasn't got the value of iman, then never mind fajr, never mind zuhar. Weeks will go, months will go, years will go. The adhan will go. He won't even know that in his locality a masjid exists. And there are such incidents. There are such incidents, my respected friends. So Allah Pak is testing us on this occasion. So my respected friends, the bottom line is, we've got to now respond to Allah Pak. Ramadan is leaving us. Time to bid farewell to the month of Ramadan. There will be thousands and there will be millions that will be crying. And sad to say, there will be millions that will be rejoicing. They will be rejoicing, my respected friends. They will be rejoicing. Shukar Ramzan Kala. And it is a common statement. It is a common statement, my respected friends. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن يكون سنة. If my ummah only knew what Allah has kept in the month of Ramadan, then they would desire that Ramadan must last for 1 year. Ya Allah, let Ramadan last for. لتمنت أمتي أن يكون سنة. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq, my respected friends. We benefit from what we discuss. And we make this the turning point of our life. And from now till the day we leave this dunya, we spend our life according to the injunctions of Quran and Hadith. And we make this azam 5 times salah. And I'm giving dawah this whole Ramadan about TV, respected friends. I don't want to argue. We don't want to debate the fact. We don't want to sit and prove this and prove that. Let us make azam. This, my respected friend, has become the means of the destruction of our children, the means of the harm of great, great things which we are not realizing that is taking place in our home. There are many vices. I mean, a man who say, Mawlana, why are you stopping this? Stop that also. That is also haram. We have become so glued to it, friends. When we are watching that film, bear me out. A man gets so carried away and so obsessed. Dikram, just get me a glass of cold water. How he speaks? He doesn't turn his gaze also for that minute. How does he speak? Just get me a glass. Yeah, just see, it's not there, just see behind there. He's doing with his hands. He doesn't turn his eyes away from the devil's box for a second. It is weakening and draining our spiritual power which we were building throughout the month of Ramadan. You see, in Ramadan, we were building. A man is doing ibadah, he's fasting, he's keeping roza. Spiritually, he is gaining power, he is gaining strength, he's gaining might. So now in Ramadan, that is why when a person does an evil for the first time, he says, no, I'm not doing the right thing. But he does it twice, thrice. After it becomes second nature. So initially, his spiritual power refuses and rejects it. So we are gaining spiritual power in the month of Ramadan. Now let us uphold this power.